With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The elections office today issuing reminders to the voting public to ensure voting is a smooth exercise for all electors. The polls will open at 7 a.m. across the three islands on Wednesday and close at 6 p.m. Supervisor of Elections Wesley Howell says if there are voters still in line after 6 p.m., they will all be able to vote. No one in line will be turned away. You can check your polling location at elections.ky or call 949-8047, or you can call 949-6555 on Elections Day for directions to your polling location. We will be reviewing the full list of rules and guidelines on Radio KMN News throughout the day tomorrow and on Election Day, but here are a few things to bear in mind from now. When you head out to vote, don't forget to bring your ID and leave your phones. The wearing of face masks or coverings is encouraged. However, you will still be able to vote if you choose not to wear a mask. And remember, you can only vote for one candidate in your electoral district. A quick check now of the COVID-19 numbers for today. The total number of vaccines administered to date is at 58,530. To date, 32,293, that's 50% of the estimated population of 65,000, have received at least one dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, with 38% having completed the two-dose course. Of those aged 16 and over, 61% have had at least one dose. With regard to test results, 658 COVID-19 tests have been carried out since our last report on Friday. Seven were positive for COVID-19. They are all travelers who tested positive following routine screening and will remain in isolation until considered recovered. Public health officials report some 123 people receiving the COVID-19 vaccine at a special vaccination drive for those aged 16 to 24 on Friday. The Public Health Department hosted the event at Camana Bay, where the Doctors Hospital provided use of their clinic from 3 to 7 p.m. DJ Dave Kelly provided music from 5 to 7 p.m., courtesy of DMS Broadcasting, while Foster's donated gift card prizes and discounted food. Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee thanked all the young people who came out to attend the vaccination party and urged other young people who are still considering taking the vaccine to talk to their peers about the experience. The Anti-Corruption Commission, in collaboration with the Elections Office, is expressing gratitude for the response to its campaign against election corruption. Radio KMN's Dion Anglin has more.
In March, the ACC announced the Against Corruption to the Education campaign, known as ACT, highlighted through local media and online, as well as by the Elections Office at a special briefing presentation attended by 120 agents and 8 candidates. The ACC says it is a growing public call for accountability, transparency, and better governance, and to denounce any form of corruption in the Cayman Islands as a whole, a call reinforced by the extension of the United Nations Convention Against Corruption to the Cayman Islands late last year. As we approach the final days before the 2021 general election, the ACC and the Elections Office wish to extend sincere thanks to the candidates and general public for the support expressed since the launch of the campaign. The ACC says they have seen that support demonstrated in multiple ways, through debates, public forums, and campaign meetings, and by voters reporting incidents of voter influence. The ACC and the Elections Office understand that there has been some concern that the publication of the names of those candidates who publicly signed the pledge might draw a negative inference for those that have not. It was therefore agreed that they would no longer publish the participating candidates' names for the avoidance of doubt. They note that the affirmation of both the candidates and the voters' pledges are only one of the many tools used to promote anti-corruption efforts. The ACC and the Elections Office say they will continue to encourage the strong commitment of the Cayman Islands to the democratic process in our general elections. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
And the ACC and Elections Office continue to encourage the strong commitment of the Cayman Islands to the democratic process in our general elections. An investigation is underway after a report of shots being fired near Welly's Cool Spot Saturday night. Radio KMN's Shanda Gallego has more on that.
Police say at around 7:10 p.m. on Saturday, April 10th, they got word of an incident near Welly's Cool Spot, located on Sound Road in Georgetown. Two men were reported to have waved firearms during an altercation. The men involved left the location just before police arrived. Just before 9 p.m. that same night, officers got a report of shots fired in the vicinity of Whitman Seymour Road in Georgetown. Police report two people were injured during the incident and were later taken to the hospital for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. While police are investigating this matter, they are appealing for anyone who may have witnessed either the incident or who has any information to contact the Georgetown CID at 949-4222 or the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
Cayman Airways assures the public that its 737-7 aircraft are not affected by a potential electrical issue made public by Boeing. On Friday, Boeing revealed it has recommended to 16 of its customers that they address a potential electrical issue in a specific group of 737 MAX airplanes prior to further operations. The recommendation is being made to allow for verification that a sufficient ground path exists for a component of the electrical power system. Boeing says it is working closely with the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration on the production issue and informing customers of the specific tail numbers affected. Cayman's national airline, Cayman Airways, has confirmed that its two Boeing 737-8 aircraft currently in service are not affected by the recommendation issued by Boeing. CAL President and CEO Fabian Worms says Cayman Airways' third Boeing 737 aircraft, which was delivered on March 28th, is not in service yet and is therefore also not affected. The Health Service Authority levels up its specialist services at a brand new home. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Several new services are now available at the Smith Road Center, where the Health Services Authority has opened its specialist clinic that doubles the capacity to serve patients requiring specialized services.
Our patients are at the core of our mission, which is why their needs and experience are considered in everything we do. We have a very involved patient and family advisory committee, which allowed us to incorporate the patient's perspective in our planning. We are delighted that this expansion of our services to the Smith Road Center allows us to offer our patients these additional medical service options for their growing healthcare needs.
HSA CEO Lizette Yearwood tells Radio Cayman with this new location, they hope to improve their overall experience by providing greater parking availability, a more relaxed and private environment, transport through a shuttle service to the main hospital campus, and reduced clinic waiting hours.
The facility and other developments to come will also be more inclusive by incorporating Braille as part of the interior signage, providing easier navigation for patients with visual impairments.
Benefits to patients include lower wait times, an expanded waiting room outfitted with ergonomic seating, which includes chairs specifically designed for older persons, numerous charging stations with USB ports, televisions and artwork provided by the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands.
In the coming months, we will continue the move of majority of our outpatient medical services to the Smith Rose Center as a part of our major facility development plan.
The clinic will have 21 clinical rooms, enhanced exam and treatment rooms, and will provide more efficient layout that supports team-based care. The new location has created opportunities for increasing HSA specialist services from 12 to 16, with the addition of complementary alternative medicine, chiropractic service, neurology, and neurosurgery. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And the Cayman Islands Business Design Competition chooses its Project of the Year winners. Here's Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Kirk Douglas, Valerie Davis, and Danner Taylor Nelson's BizHub reigned supreme at Cayman Enterprise City's inaugural business competition. Team member Kirk Douglas.
I would say to win the Project of the Year award was very surreal, but also it was very nice to see all of our hard work that we've done in the over almost 2 months, I think it was. I think we just appreciated the fact that people actually saw our hard work and saw value in it, and that just made the award even better for us.
Danner Taylor Nelson shares insight on what BizHub will do.
So connect customers with service companies locally here in the Cayman Islands. But first, we're starting with mobile car wash companies. So it will eliminate issues like double booking and the time that customers spend searching for available companies. And everything should be done on your mobile device. So it's convenient, fast.
Nelson explains customers will interact with their BizBot,
which is a WhatsApp bot that will basically be like a conversation between you and your friend. So if you need a car wash, all you have to test is find me a wash, and we find you a washer within minutes.
Third team member Valerie Davis describes the competition and their win as amazing.
We learned so much during the design weekend. I felt like we just learned everything that has to do with starting up a business. To be honest, it was fun to get the work done, for us to be ready for the final day of the competition. Well, on pitch day, we were very excited. We did our best. It was just an amazing experience to meet everyone and just be a part of this.
Currently, BizHub is compiling a mailing list for initial users at bizhub.ky. They plan to begin rolling out the first phases this summer. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins.
That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.